Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is in the NFL. So when I start talking like I'm talking, it's because I'm still in football mode. So back up off.
I don't understand it, bro.
No, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind
of Hugh Douglas.
Brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company.
So yesterday, you know, we were talking about the fact that I've never seen Ted Lasso. So I went and, like, I always had the subscription to the, to the AT&T, the Apple TV, I should say, the Apple TV. So I ended up watching Ted Lasso yesterday. I watched, two episodes. I was two episodes in. And I drew some conclusions from it. I see what you guys are talking about, where it's a feel-good story and all the other stuff. But I came away thinking two things, that the lady that owns the team, she's a pretty attractive lady. That was number one. And Ted Lasso is not a realistic coach. So that, to me, I mean, I understand it's fiction, but that nobody does all that stuff that Ted Lasso does. So I'm not really getting the draw or understanding why people are so enamored by this show. I guess I have to watch a few more episodes. Is that it, fellas, before I can actually get the gist of what Ted Lasso is?
Because the whole point is yeah, fish out of water. I mean, yeah, no, it's not supposed to be realistic. It's just supposed to be funny. I mean, that
well,
you have
such a clueless guy
trying to figure this out. You know,
that's
the
thing, though. Was the first two episodes supposed to be funny?
I don't know that they're funny. Haha, they're just funny, enjoyable. Does that make sense?
No. I thought they were supposed to be like, haha, funny. The way people talk about it, I guess I have to watch it a little bit more. Because the way people talk about it, it's funny. I didn't find anything funny about either one of those episodes that I watched. Not one thing. I hope I'm not spoiling for anybody, but the fact that he's trying to endear himself to people, I thought that was a little bit over the top. Because I don't know a coach that would actually go out his way to do all the stuff that he was doing. Don't want to give away any details, but that's a whole lot. That's a whole lot. And to be as friendly as he is in this day and age, that don't fly. Being friendly like that does not get you anywhere. So I just thought all of that was like unrealistic.
So you're watching it like an athlete, you know, evaluating.
You know what? You're right.
A little bit, probably. But you know what? I totally understand where you're coming from. I have the same issue with watching. And as a matter of fact, I think we can all speak to everybody out there. I have the same issue watching television-based shows like, you know, broadcast news or the morning show.
Because you watch stuff don't really work like that.
Or the newsroom, right? And I'm watching it, and I'm going, yeah, it didn't work that way, okay?
That's not the way it works. It's like, man, what they doing? He's trying his best to endear himself to his team and all this other stuff. And I'm like, man, them cats, in the perfect world, he'd have cut a couple folks already, like as soon as he got there, with the attitudes that they showed and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even though, you know, they might not respect him as for the title that he holds, I would think they would probably get rid of him behind.
Yeah, but that makes perfect sense to me. I mean, I would imagine that anybody out there that's like, you know, a doctor watching a medical show, or, you know, if you work at, you know, Walmart or something, and you're watching Superstore, you're going, yeah, that's not the way it works, you know. And so you instead of just enjoying the show, what happens is you become critical of the fact that they, you know, are not portraying it in a realistic light. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he, like making brownies for people or whatever they were, cakes or whatever they call them over there. Yeah, there ain't no coach doing biscuits. Thank you. Biscuits. Nobody making no damn
decision. Yeah, but you know, that's always been a thing with me, though, with sports movies and shows. I mean, you got to kind of put your, you know, don't you got to kind of put your, because it's never the way. I mean, you know, you watch a sports movie or you watch a sports TV show, like Friday Night Lights. It was like, you know, you roll your eyes going, okay, all right, you know.
See, I didn't watch Friday Night Lights. I didn't watch it. I heard it was good, though. I never seen it. I've never seen Friday Night Lights.
I mean, there are some sports movies where, you know, you're saying, you know, okay, that's realistic. Miracle, for example, or, you know, something like that. Maybe Hoosiers. But, you know, like Rocky even. You know, there's no way Rocky would have existed in real. They would have stopped that fight in the third round.
There was a real Rocky, though. There was a character that Rocky was based off of that was a real fighter, though.
I know, but the fight itself. I mean, his eyes are all shut. They would have stopped that fight.
Nowadays, but you got to think like that movie was made way back when, where they were allowed to fight like they fought like that for real. So yeah, that was an issue. That was definitely one of the things they did like that before.
So, Orin, help Hugh out. Should he even bother to continue it, given what he said about Ted Lasso with this?
I mean, yeah, because I don't know. I mean, just. It's tough because what makes that show so great is sort of the aw shucks mentality that Ted Lasso has. But you start to find out that once you get past the aw shucks mentality, he's a guy who's a really, really good coach. And you may question the methods and things he's doing here at first, but eventually you start to see, I kind of get it. And he stops becoming that fish out of water. And he starts becoming that shark, so to speak. Like he starts doing things well.
So
yeah,
I get to see the transition. That's what you're
you'll
saying.
You'll see a you're transition. Saying, yeah, you'll see the transition.
And I like the significance of the young lady, the young soccer player that he's working with. I think I can kind of see that character developing a little bit. But so far, man, I was like, no. Nah. I mean, I'm gonna hang in there with it though. But the first two episodes, definitely not at all.
Who do you think he based that on? Do you think he based it on anybody? Do you think he based it on somebody like Pete Carroll? The attitude?
No, it's actually he based it on a real person. Hold on one second. I'll find that for you.
I mean, Hugh, I mean, it's up to you. I mean, look, every show is not for everybody. I mean, the people love shows, and I went, I'm out.
No, I mean, because I kind of want to hang in there, though, John, because a lot of people, they like Ted Lasso. They talk highly. They speak highly of Ted Lasso. I have not. I don't see the draw just yet. So I really don't.
Sudeikis is from Kansas. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Kansas guy, and he based it on a former coach he had in high school, Donnie Campbell.
Wheat Shocker foot. I didn't even know. I did tell you I did not know Wichita had a football team though. That was pretty
cool. Matter of fact, yeah, they haven't had one quite some time. They think it was like in the early '80s they shut it down. Their last quarterback's name was Prince McJunkin. I just remember
Prince
covering
McJunkin.
Yep. Wichita State, Wheat Shockers. Yeah, they used to play football, and then they shut it down and said, yeah, we're out of the football business. And Prince McJunkin, what do you remember in the old days? Whether you stay with it or not, yeah, I can understand that. I'm looking forward to, you know, I've got to watch the morning show now. When Tammy gets back, I got to catch up on a lot of stuff. That's one of them that's going to happen. But I'm most looking forward to, you know, the TV thing that I'm pointing to is October the 1st, Hugh. That's at Many Saints of Newark, and I'm hoping it's as.
That's not a movie. That's like a TV. That's a series.
No, it's a movie.
Okay,
but it's the pilot it's a prequel to The Sopranos. But the movie itself is a pilot because it's his son. It's Gandolfino's son who plays Tony Soprano. But my understanding is it's a movie. It's a standalone movie, but it's also the pilot for a new series.
But Tony Soprano, how he came up.
Yep.
Okay, kind of like Raising Kanan. Gotcha.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to that. All right, well, you want to do your tag so we don't?
Oh, you know what, John? I'm so used to not doing this that I forgot that I have to do my tag. So give me like 2 seconds before we have to do the end. Hugh's World was brought to you by Georgia Hemp Company. Back to school means back to focus. Save 20% online and in-store throughout September 26th at Georgia Hemp Company. Locations in Decatur, Sandy Springs, Woodstock, or GeorgiaHempCompany.com.
You know, speaking of looking forward to things, I thought it's kind of interesting, just kind of looking at the Twitter here. I mean, the Braves are making a run. We think they're going to hang on right to the playoffs here. And you got the baseball playoffs looming. Atlanta United is red hot and rolling. Let's cross our fingers today. We don't know yet if Joseph is going to get an MRI on his knee or not. Mm-hmm. But let's just hope that there's nothing wrong with Joseph and his knee. Let's just pray on that one. And, you know, and then the Falcons, you know, they could, you know, maybe turn around. Georgia's certainly off to a phenomenal start this year and a lot of high hopes as to what the Dogs might be able to finish up doing. All these things are going on. And yet, if you read Twitter, there's so much right now invested in a team that's not even playing, and that is the Atlanta Hawks. And the, you know, the anticipation level, which, interestingly enough, Hugh, the anticipation level in the city does not match at all the belief in this franchise from a national perspective. Apparently, the Atlanta Hawks have won over the city, but have not won over the national media, because if you look at the odds that Vegas is posting or the predictions by some of the national media for the NBA season coming up here, the Hawks are like fifth, sixth in the East, you know, and they're kind of like,
well, that's probably because they're anticipating that everybody's healthy. I mean, you know, I know that that has nothing to do with anything, but I think a lot of people felt like, you know, with Brooklyn being banged up, that they benefited from them not being in it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah, and some of the changes that teams like Miami and Chicago made, you know, that, you know, trying to grab headlines in terms of, you know, additional players in there, and which is fine. I mean, but the point is that the Hawks suddenly find themselves playing underdog again, which actually, Hugh, I think is maybe a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're definitely confident, you know, and I think that they definitely fed off the fact that, you know, especially last year that, you know, nobody believed in them. And this year they got the momentum going for them. They look pretty good. I was looking somewhere where they had some, I guess people had hypothetical trades. And you know that Ben Simmons says that he's not coming back.
Oh, I don't want him here. No.
Well, yeah, that was one of the hypothetical trades, no. John, that he was coming here and we gave up, what, Kevin Huerter and
no.
two other people. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
No. No, 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 no. I don't want Ben Simmons here. I like our team as it is. I don't mess with this chemistry right
now. If you get Ben Simmons' head right, you wouldn't take it?
Nope.
If you get Ben Simmons' head right, you wouldn't take it?
I don't
want it. Orin Abe, yes, real quick. I don't know. Yes.
Okay, maybe I stand alone. I just don't think the chemistry standpoint, I don't want that in my locker room right now. I don't know where he's at, where his head's at.
He can play.
Oh, I didn't say he couldn't play.
No, he ain't got. And you know what? Down here, hey, man, you ain't got to shoot. You ain't got to shoot. If you don't want to shoot, we ain't going to make you.
Joe Patrick covers the Braves for us. Where he thinks, we'll ask him if he thinks the Braves are going to hang on and whether a division title is good enough. Joe's joining us live next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90.9 The Game. Where's Joe?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90, turn the game. Braves and Diamondbacks late night again tonight. There's an afternoon game tomorrow, 3:40, I think, our time tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. Tonight, Ian Anderson in a late night near 10 o'clock start in Phoenix up against Arizona. Can the Braves make it 4 in a row, 3 in a row against Arizona and maintain or even build on their 4-game lead in the loss column over the Philadelphia Phillies? Joe Patrick covers the Braves for us. He joins us this morning. He's brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. Hey, Joe.
Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So, Joe, I'm just going to ask you flat out, right out the gate, Joe. Do you believe the Braves can get it done and make it to the playoffs?
It's so funny because I feel like I would have different answers for you, you know, last week and this week and last week. Yeah, I mean, I do. I do think that this team is going to pull it out. Am I 100% certain of that? No, not necessarily. But, you know, if you were to have asked me after the Colorado series, personally, I was feeling pretty depressed about the Braves' prospects of making the playoffs. But, you know, this is exactly what they needed, especially getting that closeout win to end the series against the Giants and then followed up with these two. It does feel like this team has a little bit of momentum back, and it certainly looks like this team is just completely overmatching the Diamondbacks. I mean, they just look like they're overpowering them. It looked like the Diamondbacks could have tried to sneak away with the win in the first game of that series, but the Braves' bats were just too much, and it just seems to me that the Braves are definitely going to win at least one of these next two, if not both of these next two, and put themselves in really good position. And again, it's not like any of their competitors here in the NL East are absolutely tearing it up. I mean, the Phillies have done a little bit better than like the Mets, but you know, the Mets are an absolute disaster. So, you know, earlier this season, we had all been kind of pinning like how many wins, what was this team going to have to do to try to hit 90 wins on the season, which would theoretically put you in a playoff spot. Well, now 88 wins is going to clinch it for you, and you probably don't even need to get nearly that many. So, I am feeling a lot more confident about this Braves team, but that the series against the Phillies when this team comes back from this West Coast road trip is going to be a huge one for sure.
Yeah, I think 86 gets it done. You're at 79, so you can just kind of do the math here. So if you can win number 80 today, you know, just start, you know, counting that. Forget about the magic number, because the magic number is 10 with 11 to go, so – And we're going to have to deal with this makeup game in San Diego that's coming up here, this make good game, the 5-4 game. Is that tied to the opener, do you know?
I don't think so. I don't think that was tied to it. But I'm not – I honestly, I don't know. It was an interesting strategy that they went with the opener last night, and you got to give everybody credit for the way that they handled that. Jesse Chavez gave a good gave a good outing there. But I don't know if that was specifically tied to what they're going to do down the line when it comes to the San Diego series or not.
Yeah, I got you. When Ian Anderson tonight, we were talking about this, Hugh and I, earlier, Joe Patrick, Braves insider. Because one of the callers was, saying, hey, listen, you got to have more than three. And I'm like, well, you know, but if you got a pretty good three, but they got to have a pretty good three. So you got Charlie, you got Max, who looks like he's back onto his form, which is good. Can we get Ian back to form and ride that? Because if you can have three, you got a shot.
Yeah, you got a shot. And, you know, even if you do go four, I think that what you have in the combination of Ian Anderson and Waskar Yanoa is that you have two pretty good pitchers there, and either one of them can go out there and on a given day, if they're feeling it, they can go out there and give you a dominant performance. So, you know, I like where the Braves are. You would hope that you can get some of these guys back to their kind of peak where they've been at earlier times this season. Because, you know, we've seen a guy like Waskar Yanoa, when he's pitching at his best, he's probably better than some of these, you know, he's probably one of the Braves' top three pitchers. But you could say the same thing about Ian Anderson as well. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. If you have those players, those pitchers in good form heading into the playoffs, then you have to really like your chances. And I do think that we are seeing these guys, especially Ian Anderson, having had his time sitting out midseason, coming back around and kind of regaining some of that momentum that he had in the first half. And I think that if he can get that back, that's obviously going to be huge for this team, because that's kind of the identity this team has built itself around, is that starting pitching. And I think they're going to need that, because you always have to have that in the playoffs, because it's just, it gets much more difficult to put up, you know, 8-10 runs in a game when you're going up against top quality pitching from the opposition.
Speaking of the remainder of the season, Ozzie Albies moved down in the order. Is that something we're going to see for the remainder and potentially in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think that it was a really good shakeup from Brian Snicker. I think it was needed both for Albies himself and for and just for the team, you know, to give an injection. And I think that he likes the way that Jorge Soler looks at the top of the order, honestly. Just having that power, it kind of is reminiscent of having a guy like Ronald Acuna Jr. who can, you know, just hit the ball out of the ballpark. And the Braves have the luxury of having a whole assortment of players who can hit the ball out of the ballpark from, you know, 1 through 8. It's kind of crazy that they've got Dansby Swanson right now hitting in the 8th hole, who has, you know, what, 26, 27 homers, something like that. Got a lot of power, clearly. And, you know, speaking of guys who can potentially turn their form around before the playoffs get here, he's another one who really, really could be a huge impact for the Braves in the postseason if he is able to start hitting the ball hard. And I think we are starting to see signs. He's been in a pretty prolonged slump now, but, you know, he's a guy who could really be an impact player. But, you know, I do expect the lineup to be changed once again. I just think that by the time you get to the playoffs, you want a guy like Ozzie Albies getting more plate appearances, trying to get him up to bat as many times as you can, because we know how much of a difference maker he can be. And, you know, he's a guy, he and Dansby Swanson are both guys in their careers who just go through slumps and go through hot streaks. And it would be very nice for the Braves and Brian Snicker if they could just kind of use this last kind of, you know, 2 weeks before the end of the season to kind of turn those slumps around and kind of get their bats hot before they roll into the playoffs.
Joe Patrick is our Braves insider. You know, nobody questioning the bats. The infield, obviously, is record-setting in terms of home runs for the franchise. Alex Anthopoulos, Midas touch at the trade deadline to bring in three big bats like Soler and Rosario and Duvall. So nobody questioning the lineup. And the rotation's got, you know, potentially if Ian can settle down in, you know, all right, it's that bullpen. And, Joe, do you have any faith in anybody out in that bullpen? What happened to Chris Martin? And are we ever going to see Rich Rod develop into what we had hoped that we would see?
Yeah, so with Chris Martin, I think it's one that you can kind of chalk down to, you know, sadly the aging process. And it just seems like he does not quite have the stuff that he had when the Braves acquired him in 2019. I think it's kind of that simple of a story. And of course, you know, he hasn't really been helped by the injury that he had earlier this season, where he had some nerve issues down in that throwing arm. And so it's sad, because he was such an important part of this bullpen. I do think that the Braves have some decent arms, whether they can actually withstand kind of the pressure of this time of year in the playoffs, it kind of remains to be seen. But you know, when you look at guys like A.J. Minter, I think that he's a guy who really proved himself last postseason. And I know he hasn't been good kind of on his top line numbers this year, but he's looked a totally different pitcher since he went down to AAA. And sometimes these guys, these relievers, they go down to AAA, they're able to work on something specific that's mechanical, and they can come back up and look like a different pitcher. And I think that that's what Brian Snicker sees out of a guy like Jacob Webb as well, since he's come back up. I think he's been really impressed by the way that Webb is throwing. And I know that he said that they gave him specific items that they wanted him to work on. They said that he did work on those things and improve them, and now he's come up and he's shown, you know, the kind of results that you can get when you do that. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be kind of a different assortment of relievers that Brian Snicker is going to rely on than maybe what we would have expected. I think that we would have expected to see Richard Rodriguez relied on a lot of, you know, higher leverage situations, considering he was an important piece that the Braves picked up at the trade deadline. But, you know, he just throws that fastball so often, and it's over the plate and kind of elevated. He's, he can give up the home run ball kind of at any given point. And that's really been the problem with this Braves bullpen, right? It's these guys who give up the home run way too easily, especially when you're late in the game in a high leverage situation, say Will Smith as the closer. When you give up a home run, you're changing the results of the game, typically. You know, you're either giving up the lead and sending it to extras, where the Braves have really struggled, or you're just losing it outright. So that is the concern, I think, for this bullpen, is the home run ball. But I think you have some good pitchers there. Not just the guys I mentioned. Of course, you've got Luke Jackson and some other guys as well who have been really dominant all season that I think the Snicker will continue to rely upon more and more as we get down to it.
Keep talking. Maybe, you know, we'll...
Yeah, I know. It's not an easy feeling. Like, none of these guys in the bullpen really are like the warm blanket that you want, right? Like, I feel it's a different bullpen makeup for sure than what this team had going into the 2019 playoffs, and even in last year's playoffs. I think, you know, the bullpen was a huge strength to the team last year. It seemed like if the Braves could get to the sixth inning with the score tied, they were surely going to win that game. And it's just a different kind of Braves team at this point, where there's a lot more uncertainty when you get into those late innings, again, because of, you know, what I was saying with the way that some of these pitchers can give up the home runs. But they do get the job done. Like, it's surprising when you look at the numbers and look at the ERAs and some of these guys and think, wow, like, these guys are actually, their top line numbers are better than I would think at first glance, but they just don't give you that feeling when they're in the games, because a lot of times it's not clean innings, you know, but who knows? You know, you just got, it almost feels like spinning the roulette wheel or something this year.
Well, one of the things that we may get this year finally is, you know, a chance to look at Tukey out of the bullpen, which is something that I've always wanted to see, because I think, you know, short bursts, he could, with his stuff, he could be a guy that could really, I think, not be, I've always wondered if he'd be better out of the pen than as a starter. So we'll see. We'll see that coming up here. Joe, always do appreciate it. Thanks much.
Have a good one.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Joe Patrick, Braves Insider, on the WadeFord.com hotline, and he's brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Andy and Randy coming up top of the hour on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game, as we head towards Andy and Randy at the top of the hour. I actually have a question for Abe, if he's near a microphone.
Abe.
I am.
Hey, Abe, real quick. Hey, since the Braves are out so late tonight, I might, you know, I got some time before the game starts. This new Clint Eastwood movie, Cry Macho, you seen it?
I have not. I've heard good things.
Crime what?
It's the only movie that's out right now that I have not had a chance
it's
to see.
It's on HBO Max.
I'll be honest. I can tell you why I'm out on it.
I have HBO Max.
I'm out on it. It's got nothing to do with the movie. It's the character he plays.
Hmm.
Like, he's combining, like...
Dirty Harry or somebody.
What? No. Good Lord. That's a movie I'd see. Old Man Dirty Harry? Like, super old man Dirty Harry?
You just made Dirty Harry sound really dirty.
He's combining, like...
Old Dirty Man Harry.
The Gran Torino character with his character from The Mule. And I'm like, I feel like I've seen it before. And I'm sure there's some differences, of course, or else they just call it The Mule 2 or something. But, like, I don't know. I'm out.
Well, you know,
is this his character
realize.
Now? Is this his character? You know,
do you know he's 91?
And still 91. Acting.
And still acting.
Not mad at him.
Yeah, but is this his character now?
I guess.
This is
he's
all
91.
He can do is, like...
Well, what's he supposed to do? I mean, you
retire,
know.
Like Gene Hackman. Go live your life in a villa somewhere.
He's still making movies.
Let your son Scott take over. Scott's a decent action side
Scott
actor.
Scott benefited from Clint Eastwood being his dad.
Yeah, but I don't mind him. He plays a good villain.
Yeah, Scott Eastwood's not bad. You know, he's not his dad. That's unfair. I mean, it's like Peter Fonda was never Henry Fonda. And,
my daddy,
you know,
Clint Eastwood.
You know who my dad is? My dad totally owns a dealership.
Yes,
that's what that says right there with Scott Eastwood.
I want my daddy records.
Yeah. So I don't know about you, Oren. I don't know about you, Abe, because you haven't posted anything. I know about me. I don't have a new ride, but Hugh Douglas does.
Oh, no, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about no.
Way
no,
to
no.
let all the thieves know, John.
Yeah.
No.
Just letting everybody know.
He hadn't even ordered the club yet. He ain't got no way to lock it up.
Just thank
no.
You
had
your security stuff, rumors. Too.
No, but what I did, I have a security system on it. Well, I had a security system on the last one. But what I did was get, it's called Guardian. Shout out to the
Belgian Malinois that lives in the car.
Shout out to the listener,
the cat
that tweeted me and told me about XM Guardian. So basically, no matter what, I'm not gonna be able to stop somebody from stealing it. But
you put a cougar in the car, you will be able to, Hugh Douglas.
But at least if they take it, I could track it.
What kind of car is it, Hugh?
It's another Hellcat. It's
where did you find it, by the way? Because I know you were looking.
I found it in Florida. You know what? I got lucky because, luckily for me, like, you know how you put feelers out there and like the car, like they're hard to find, especially the one that I had because it's a stick shift.
Yours wasn't that hard to find.
But no,
someone
the one
ripped
that
they
right
off the
street.
Y'all ain't gonna let me get the story out. But it was hard to find because it's a stick shift, and they, you know, like in what a couple years, John, they're not making those anymore. They're not making any. They're called E-Muscle now. Everything's going electric. So I was really adamant about finding another car like the one I had. So I found one in Florida. But the problem was I didn't get my insurance check. So the dude held it for me. He took it off the market, and he held it for me because he was an Eagles fan. I got lucky.
Send that man an autograph.
I did. I sent him a few autographs, Oren, because that's all he asked for. But he held it for me. He was like, hey, you know, because he was like, are you Hugh Douglas from – you used to play for the Eagles? And I was like, well, yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
And he was like, dude, and lucked up because normally, like, they'll tell you, like, it's been a few times where I found one, but they was like, hey, man, if you ain't got the money, we got to move on this because people moving on them. So he held it for me. So I was lucky in that.
We're aware people are moving on them, Hugh. That's why you're in this predicament.
But, it, you know, the people, some people.
You mean legally?
Legally.
I see what you're saying.
I see you keep bringing that up, but listen.
Oh, it ain't never going away.
Let me tell you. Hey,
I mean, the car is, but the story.
Hey, let me tell you.
Abe.
No, let me tell you. Last night, I got no sleep. Like I was telling Oren,
like a newborn baby that first night, Hugh Douglas.
Hey, every time I heard a car crank up, I'm running outside making sure it's still there. Like it was the most pathetic thing that you could ever see.
You know what this? There's only one way this ends, Hugh.
Somebody go get it.
No, don't say that.
Don't say that.
You've talked for 2 years about eventually moving.
I gotta go.
You're going to move. And build a carport where you can drive your car into your house.
Dude.
That's the only way this ends.
Ferris Bueller.
Into the house. Yeah, Ferris Bueller style.
I've been looking at, they're called barndoms. I told John about, remember a few weeks ago, it's a barndom.
Yeah, the barn houses, right.
Yeah, you can drive the barn, like you can drive it into the house.
So you got that car like Dominic Toretto just covered up, American muscle.
This is the problem. Eventually, I plan on having like a girlfriend or something. I don't know if that'll fly.
What's the and or something part there, Hugh Douglas, of that?
Nah, because she damn sure ain't gonna be my wife.
Or something. I just like that clip. Clarification, real quick.
She could be what you call them, life partner. That's the new term that people use now.
You could say life significant partner. Other without being like married, right?
Listen, yeah, I guess you can.
Yeah, until you become in law.
If she's listening,
same thing.
If she's listening, then she's never coming around because I just blew it. I just blew it once again because she didn't like the label.
Did the new car come with a bucket?
No, it didn't. I got to go get a bucket, John. I got to get my bucket. I'm going to get my bucket today along with my, what's that thing called? The thing you lock the steering wheel with. I'm going to get
club.
That.
The club.
I'm going to go get a club.
You might have to go to one of those as found with was on TV. What are those stores called?
As Seen on TV.
As Seen on TV stores.
Super paranoid. Like I said.
How paranoid are you, Hugh? Because I mean, I can really get you into some.
Don't do that, Abe.
You could take the steering wheel off. Every time you leave the car.
Let thieves know how to steal his car.
Take the steering wheel off.
You know, if
no
I make
take it,
it. But listen, if I make it to January, I got a shot because now, like, they're coming up with they have a program that you can download that if it does not start with the key, then it will only go like 5 miles an hour. So you'll be better off stealing a bike.
Just cruising with somebody in your car.
extra $1,000, you get flamethrowers coming out the bottom of that
thing. Yeah,
get you a cougar, man. Get
me a cougar. Couple thou, get a cougar. And just what about when that cougar gets
when you say get a cougar, I thought you meant
an actual cat.
Yeah.
Jungle cat. A cougar. Put a cougar in the car.
Carol Baskin's available. You can get one of her cats.
Oh, she ain't went to jail yet?
No, Carol didn't go to jail. It's Exotic Joe, man. His cats are probably available somewhere. Oh, no, Carol Baskin has them all. That's right.
Yeah, he thought he was going to get a pardon, and I guess they fooled him, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the paranoid, yeah. Paranoid, very, very paranoid now. Not going to be able to sleep at night. Sleeping one eye open. Always looking at the app, making sure that it's still there. So, yeah, I got to hurry up and move. I definitely have to hurry up and move.
Just make sure nobody knows where you live now.
Listen. And then when I get real paranoid, I even ask my ex, I say, can I leave it at your house? And she kind of laughed a little bit.
You was like halfway joking, though.
No, I was dead-ass serious. Yeah. I was dead-ass serious.
Hey, I'm playing. I want to leave it at your house.
Hey, I want to leave it there. I just want to leave it. Like, take your car out the garage and put mine in there. Are
mine's
you serious?
Nicer than yours.
You know what? That's what I wanted to say. But that, you know, people, like, anybody that drives, like muscle cars or whatever, like, cars like that, you get it. You're like, man, listen, to have something like that stolen from you and, you know, and to be back at, I guess, for lack of a better saying, the scene of the crime, it's a little unnerving.
Oh,
it really, really is.
You know what you got to do, right?
What's that?
You got to send Mike Bell photos of your car now.
Is that what I got? So what is that going to accomplish?
I don't know. He sent you photos of his when y'all got stolen, so you could be like, hey, Mike, guess what? I'm back.
Hey, you know what? Well, I got a feeling that Mike would probably be the one up and say, well, mine's is brand
new. He would send you something
fancy
on his. Yeah.
Yeah, I got mine brand new.
But yours is brand new, right?
Nah, it's used because they don't make them anymore. Oh. They don't make stick shifts anymore. So I had to get I got a 2018. So, yeah, it's a 2018.
That's all right, though.
Yeah, it ain't the same. Even the way you said it, it's not the same.
Like day to next Friday, keep it clean, though. Keep them clean.
Hugh, what's the name of the car?
It's a Dodge.
No.
Oh, you named the car. What'd you name it?
What did I name? Arizona. Name is Arizona. Arizona Cleaver Stemmons. Orin know who she is. She's the founding member of Zeta Phi Beta. Zeta Phi Beta.
There you go.
Yeah, I messed it up.
She's royal blue, huh? Royal blue. Royal blue.
She is royal blue. So that's why I named her Arizona.
I got you. You going to explain that to the new girlfriend?
What, who Arizona is?
She better be a Zeta.
If she's a Zeta, she ain't got to ask.
Who is Arizona, and why is your car named after her?
That's what I have in the app. That's the name I have on the app, Arizona.
Here's the problem with naming the car Arizona. It's too much of a gone in 60 seconds type of thing. Like, someone's going to refer to it that, and then it's gone. It's going to be gone, too.
Thanks, hey. Thanks. Done. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for already – I'm already traumatized, but just thank you for adding that little icing on the cake. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate that.
See ya.
Sequel to Raising to Arizona, the car. Stealing Arizona, right?
Y'all ain't right, man. Y'all know I'm right.
As I look out the window right now,
making sure she's still there.
Is she okay? All right, just check. Daddy loves you. Just don't go nowhere.
Please don't get this one. Andy Randy coming up next. Everybody have a safe and wonderful day. Peace.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Who host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.